The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in glory of his Father with holy angels. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I discovered the word concupiscence. It's been hard to talk about it. It's concupiscence in my personal Bible study. It means our inclination to disordered appetites. So this inclination to sin or evil entices us to choose a created good over God. You know, like, we think it's good, but it really is not good for us. But then we choose it over God, the Creator. I'll give an example. For example, our desire for food, acceptance, or attractiveness, or success, or intimacy, or safety, or material goods, all that is good as long as they are ordered towards God, as God intended it to be in our lives. However, when we become overly attached to them, we begin to value them a little more than God. And that's where problems begin. So these desires then push us into sin, which in turn push away the divine life that God has infused into our lives. So sin wounds us deeply and does affect our community life. So today's Holy Scriptures points us to a small part of our body that is so complex that also can accomplish a lot, both good or bad, our tongue. So you may wonder, so what's the relationship between our tongue and those disordered desires that I was talking about? And I found the answer in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 6, verse 45. It says this, "For it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks." Have you heard of that? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whether we have good things, it will end up coming out as good speech. If we have bad stuff in us and wounds that we've accumulated for years, somehow it's going to come out again through our mouth. That's why you hear people tell sometimes stories of how people who have been hurt in the past, most of the time, sometimes end up hurting other people again. You've heard of that, right? So, in other words, what this scripture is telling us is that what we say flows from what's deep in our hearts. And Jesus recognized this power of the tongue to blurt out everything in the that is in the heart like a knee-jerk moment when he rebuked Peter. And he taught us a lesson in the process. If we stay connected, plugged in into the divine life, then we will be able to understand the spiritual principles and then follow Jesus wholeheartedly. And we need God's help to recognize which trajectory we are on. Is it on a worldly one or is it a godly one? I will begin. Jesus understood us very well because he was human like us, so he understands us. So he knew that, like Peter, our trajectory or focus is very much often on human things. So either we will elevate ourselves or other things in our lives to the center stage, and in the process, we push God into the periphery of our lives. Father Jeff reminded us many times our need to read the Bible and to pray and bring back God to the center stage of our lives. Otherwise, part of the danger is that our conversations will reflect fear and anxiety instead of reflecting hope, faith, and love. Do you see the difference? You know, when two people are talking, just try to listen in when two people are talking. Are they talking things that brings out fear and anxiety? Or are they talking about things that are bringing hope, faith, and love? Which one do we hear most often? I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to put you onto the pedestal to ask you right in front. Anyway, there is a difference there when we hear ourselves even talking to other people. Peter had to find out the hard way when he was rebuked for it. And there, we were also rebuked with Peter for the things we often say that are not focused on divine life. I tried to imagine what is it that Peter was rebuked for. Imagine, what did he whisper in Jesus' ear? Because the Bible tells us that he had to take him aside and tell him. And that, this is what I think he told Jesus. No, Jesus, far be from you, O Lord, that you would suffer or be rejected. And I thought we could have thought the same. Jesus' safety, right? It's like you would wish Jesus to be safe, right? Wrong. The focus should be the will of God. And Jesus said, if any want to follow me, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. The spiritual principle here is that if we want to save our life, we will lose it. But if we lose it for the sake of Christ, then we will save it. I know that is hard to understand. It was hard for me at first to understand, but I had to go back and think about it and read it again so that I can understand it. So I will attempt to explain it. So God help me if I so that I can try to convince you. We are all children of Adam and Eve. So we sin, and our fleshly desires and emotions sometimes take the best of us. But the heavenly kingdom view shows our fleshly needs crying crocodile tears. Care for me, feed me here. If you don't, you will die. Feed me right now, or the sky will fall down. And the truth is, you will not die if you don't feed those desires. In fact, the Apostle Paul tells us in Colossians chapter 3 to put them to death. So deny yourself. Relinquish your rights to those things that are so much in your alleyway for the peak. Relinquish your life to them. So that I don't need this. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. And also, on the other side, there is the worldly view. Shows us completely dominated by our nature and fleshly demands, unable to lift us ourselves from our addictions, out of our extreme anger. We think our highly energetic pursuit of things will make us happy and save us. Are they going to save us? Nope. But to save our life, we need God. We need God to deny ourselves, to mortify those desires that are not of God for the sake of Christ. When our focus is on human things and not on the power of God that saves, it drains us of the life of God. The more we stay connected to God and to each other in our holy community, let's say join one of the Bible studies that are offered here. By the way, there are so many. You just have to look at those bulletins. There's plenty of those. Just join one or two. Midweek Holy Communion. And the more we focus on divine things, then you see the life of God filling you. The more the Holy Spirit fills you, the more you hear about God's word, the more you arm yourself with hope, faith, and love. So let nothing keep us apart, O Lord, I pray. No Delta variant, no worldly business that would keep us apart, I pray. That we need to educate each other on the danger of our tongue. As believers, we are to be careful about what we say, lest we blurt out our disordered desires, which are opposed to divine life. So stay alert. Think of Holy Scripture. Quote it in front of adverse circumstances. Live and breathe Holy Scripture. I hope you can give it a go with me. My prayer is that our tongue will serve as a blessing. Let your speech be life-giving always. Kindly and lovingly rebuke or correct each other. Talk to me. Correct me if you need to. Correct your friend if you need to. Let your life reflect Christ, and let people see Christ in you, because you are his true follower. Amen.